Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, November 5th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, people did not get out and vote in mass yesterday. As a result, we wake up this morning with the largest city in America being run on January 1st, 2026. The keys to the mayor's mansion is going to be handed over to a Muslim who is a socialist. Many, including our president, Donald Trump, calls him a communist. Over a million people in the city of New York voted for him. 50.4% of the vote. The other two candidates, one a Democrat running as an independent and a Republican who didn't have a snowball chance in a heck of winning, still did not end up with more votes than the Muslim communist socialist. He said it in his acceptance speech last night, right before he ended it. I am a young person. Even though I've done my best to age, I'm young. I'm also a Muslim. And I'm also a democratic socialist. Well, frankly, I would say, and I agree with President Trump, he's more than that. But then he went on to say something that was very important. I'm not ashamed of any of it, and I stand strong and firm on those beliefs. Thank you, New York. We, the working people, are taking our city back from the powerful elitists that only care about their pocketbooks and their power. We have taken back our city. And he walked off the stage with that goofy, huge smile, because he basically just absolutely ran a perfect political campaign using tequila. If you read the Quran, if you know anything about the Muslim faith, tequila means to lie to the infidels. their entire Quran is a political. 86% of the Muslim faith using the Quran. Only 14% is religion. 86% of it is politics. Their plan: put Muslims in positions of power all across the world, including the United States. Last night in New York City, they did exactly that. And many are saying he is now the face of the Democrat Party heading into 2026 elections. We have another Muslim running for governor here in the state of Michigan. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II. They are, state by state, city by city, taking over our country. That's a fact. And it happened last night in New York City. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie is on the line with us. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
One of the things that I want to talk about with you today is last week we talked about one of the listeners downstate was overwhelmed by a huge proposed quote for a surgery on their animal. And a lot of times, you know, these surgeries, even at the Sioux Animal Hospital, is how you try to be fair with the folks and really provide a good service at a good price. Sometimes, though, these treatments can be very, very expensive. And the question that popped into my mind is, what do people do? What options do they have if, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck, they're maxed out on their credit cards, you know, they pay their bills on time, but they really don't have the ability, you know, to pay $1,000 or $2,000, $3,000 sometimes for some of these surgical procedures. What are some of the options people have if they come to you and Sioux Animal Hospital up there in Sioux St. Marie?
Well, we have there's three basic ways that you can or that you can do this. One, there is such a thing as pet health insurance. And I just kind of did, just before we started the show today, I just kind of did a little quick one on one of the options out there. And for my new dog, Ranger, a three-year-old German Shepherd, it's like $60 a month, and they cover up to $10,000 a year. And how pet insurance works is a little bit different than human medicine works. Human medicine, we go to the doctor, we walk out, they bill the insurance company, and then we get billed whatever's left, okay? So in pet insurance, how it works is you go so this is one way. You would go in, you pay, you would, you know, have the procedure done, you'd pay me, then you turn this into the pet insurance, and then they send you whatever, you know, you get back. You know, sometimes there's a deductible, and there's like they'll pay 80-90% back or whatever. There's different kinds of plans. So that's one way of doing it. The other way that we have here in house, or we don't carry them in house, but we offer them here. There's two different companies. One's called Care Credit, and one's called the one new one we just started is called Cherry. And what you do, these are like medical credit cards. So like for instance, we had an animal in here the other day that needed some pretty advanced surgery and was hospitalized, and you know, that can, it can start to add up, especially if they're here for a while. And what they'll do is you go ahead and apply to them, and they will then say your bill's $3,000, okay? What they'll do is they'll go ahead and you basically have them pay us, and then you pay them back. It's like a, they're giving you a loan, okay?
Sure.
Like a, yeah, like a short-term loan. And sometimes they have, you know, pay it back in 6 months, and there's no interest. And we have a couple of those payment plans here we offer as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, we try to keep things as cost-effective as possible, but, you know, at the end of the day, I still have staff to pay. I still have, you know, a building to keep open and things like that. So
sure, absolutely. Well, one of the things that when I got that text message, you know, and it really, you don't think about our animals until they get really, really sick or they have a major, major issue, you know. And this one type of pet insurance you referred to is a way to basically be a preventative backup plan where, you know, $60 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. This, many of those, Jeff, include also annual checkups and as well as their shots and one dental cleaning. I believe that's how some of those work. Is that the way the one in your office works as well?
Well, we don't have, I mean, we don't carry it. It's this one's called Pumpkin. I guess it's a new one. I just saw the advertisement the other day. Pumpkin Pet Insurance is the one I just kind of Googled, but Pumpkin offers it. I think Nationwide offers some. Embrace is another name of one, but there's tons. You just Google pet insurance and you'll be inundated with different, you know, with different options. And it's almost, it's like Limu says, it's a custom, it's 100% customizable. So you can kind of pick and choose and see what you need for your dog or what you think you need. So,
got it.
Or cat or stuff like that too. And they do that. And now you can move into now these ones, Tim, do dogs and cats. You will find them that will then do sometimes get into the exotics like birds. And then for the equine people out there, horse insurance, And see, that's kind of the thing. Horse insurance has kind of been a thing for a long time. Just because with the horses, a lot of times they're a little bit more of an economic unit because people are using them to show and they're breeding them, and you know, they just tend to be more expensive. You know, so that's been around for a while, and it's just kind of starting to become more popular in the pet world at this time.
Got it. One other thing that I think people need to understand as well is this isn't, I mean, how many animals, out of all the animals you've seen over the years, what percentage, just a wild-ass guess, but what percentage of those patients, of the animals you see, all the dogs and cats, ever have a huge, huge surgical expense in their lifetime? I mean, what's the percentage? 10%? 20%?
Just if you give the lifetime of the dog...
Yeah.
Or cat, half.
Oh, you know. It's that high. Okay.
Yeah, something's going to happen. And I'll quote that with having a surgery, let's say over $1,000. Okay.
Okay.
So talking like an obstruction, bladder stones, ate something, you know, we have to go in and take a Nerf dart out. That's a popular one with cats nowadays, it seems to be.
Okay.
Like eating Nerf darts. But yeah, I'd say half. Or have some kind of illness, either accident, illness, or surgery.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, one other thing, and I know it's not something people like to talk about, but it gets a point sometimes where people have to put their animals down. They're in pain.
Yep.
You've tried everything you can possibly think of to remedy the situation, but they're old, and it's just, you know what, guys? I don't have anything to offer. You know, either take the animal home and let him suffer and pass away on the couch or on the floor, or, you know, there is an option. Let's talk about that option.
Sure.
How does that work if it gets to a point where they got to put an animal down?
Well, how we do it here is you come in and, you know, like, okay, we make the decision. It's time to euthanize. Okay. And, and I don't like using the term put to sleep because we also put them to sleep to do surgery on them too. Two very different things. So we euthanize them, and what we'll do is we'll come in, we give them an injection, which is a sedative, kind of light anesthetic to kind of knock them out. And then we go in, and then the actual solution or euthanasia solution goes IV. It's anesthetic. It's just a lot of anesthetic, and they just fall asleep. And then at that point, your options are people can take them home and have them, you know, and bury them at home. Some people do that. The other option is some people want to have their ashes back and put them in an urn. And we just actually started partnering with a new crematorium service here in Michigan that does just pets. That's all they do. And they do a really good job. The pet cremation industry does not have the oversight that the human industry has. So these guys are kind of self-policing with making sure that if you send your pet in, okay, you get your pet back. And you can track, they've got a website you can go to, you could even track the entire process. The other benefit I do like with this new service is they can do horses now too. And that's something too. Horses now are huge pets. You know, people that don't have them aren't familiar with them. I mean, you think how attached you get to your dog over a, you know, 13 to 15 year lifespan. Horses, you'll have 30 years.
Oh, wow.
30, 45. I've euthanized horses for people that have had them almost 50 years.
Wow.
Now logistics, you got a 1,000-pound animal. Now what do you do?
Sure.
Well, especially in the winter up here, if you have to do that, you got to find somebody that's got a backhoe, hope you can dig a hole, you know, and whatnot. This company... And I kind of priced it out. It's almost about the same for having somebody to come dig a hole and bury your horse they will come collect the horse, take them down, and then cremate them, and then you can get ashes back, or they got all kinds of memory things that you can get back. So yeah, cool. So that's another part. Yeah.
Yep. And that's something you just started. You found these guys, and you said again they are in Michigan.
They're located in Michigan. There's, oh lordy, let's see. My wife Marcy talked to him mostly about it. Sure. That's what's so nice now. And here now with Nick, my office manager, and my wife Marcy being our CEO, and then I'm the chief medical officer. It's great because I can focus on doing my doctor stuff. But yeah, there's one. I think it's Gaylord or Grayling is one of theirs, is where one place is, and then there's two other downstate. One's over by Detroit, and I can't remember where the other one is now. But they do only pets. Okay, some other places will do human or regular crematoriums. Sure. They use a separate cremator, not. You know, Grandpa doesn't go in the same one Fido went in. Okay.
Sure.
They've got separate ones they use. But this one is, they just pets. That's
very good. Excellent. So. Excellent. Got a text message. Typically, what does it cost to euthanize a dog? And, how much advance notice, how does that process work? Going through the consultation, coming to that conclusion, and then what are they looking at for cost?
So, well, if somebody comes in and wants to do a, you know, they want to talk to me and say, do we need to do this or that? There's, you know, we'll sit and talk with them. Sometimes it depends on how much time I spend. You know, sometimes there's an office call if we do a little blood work or something and decide that, yeah, we, you know, it's we're too far gone. Some people, you know, then you'd have whatever that is. And then the euthanasia charge is like $130, okay. $150, I think. And that's all the injections, the whole process and everything. And then the cremation charge. And the other nice thing about this company, too, it's a fixed cost. It's not like we used to have to weigh the animal and different. Well, how big is he and blah, 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 blah. And sure. Now it's a fixed, you know, across the board flat cost.
Sure. And whatever services they're looking for, they tell them up front and then they pick what they'd like.
Yep, and they've got all kinds of different urns and things like that, and they can actually do some kind of cool stuff, too. I think there's some, like, jewelry pendants they can make and things like that. And
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Yep. Well, listen, I want to give out the phone number. If you guys would like to get your records from your vet, just ask them to email them up to Sioux Animal Hospital. The email is info. INFO at Sioux Animal Hospital, all spelled out, .com. And the phone number, if you want to talk to Dr. Jeff, schedule an appointment, 906 up in Sioux St. Marie, UP 906-635-5910. So with that, Jeff, final thoughts, anything you want to share with the folks today before I let you go?
We're just now we got the time change, so now we're down to doing chores in the dark in the winter, so all the farmers know what I'm talking about at that point. Just kind of keep an eye on your animal. We're supposed to be getting snow, have not gotten any snow yet this year, and it makes me scared because that means we're going to get like 4 feet in one day. Watch your outdoor animals, make sure they're taken care of.
Very good, Jeff, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay, talk to you next Wednesday.